Here's a question for Key. I guess it's off the record because we're done taping, but I'm curious to find out a little more about, because you've already talked about it, but I guess I'll ask again. Do you have a, in response to Ion, do you feel either an attraction or a repulsion to the idea that, you know, whatever Ion, to whatever you think Ion is?
Neither. I feel like I just want to poke him and make him talk more, and particularly towards my questions. Yeah. It's like I'm poking him, like I want to try to elicit something out of him towards me. So I wouldn't say extremely repulsed. Maybe some little parts about every death as a suicide, I'm a little repulsed at that, but other aspects, I guess, I feel somewhat in tuned with, you know.
Would you be inclined to argue with him, or would you be inclined to accept what he said?
If I had something to argue about, I mean, it depends on what we're arguing about.
Mm-hmm.
But I just want to make him try to be more expletive, you know, just try to elicit that intelligence that he's wielding and try to get someone to get aware of what's happening and just be explicit.
Uh-huh.
So I can start manifesting reality.
yeah. So you see, that's the little frustrating thing for me with channels that talk about that you create your reality. It appears that some people are either actually learn that they can do that, or they become good at fooling themselves and other people that somehow they're creating. Their thoughts are somehow manifesting in the world according to their...
Yeah, I get perturbed by that. That's why I say let's have a little bit more experimental and more feasible things that are more tangible, and let's play with it as opposed to we keep on theoreticizing about the matter or the intelligence organizing, and let's just say, okay, let's do something that's never been done before and manifest it physically.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
So that's what I'd say.
So, Kiki, you've heard some of the Ebon shows, right, with Ion?
Very brief. I guess I'm don't have enough patience.
All right, so you haven't heard much Ion.
Correct.
So you're going on, you're talking...
I went to his website, and I listened about, like, seven or so.
Okay.
Yeah, through Energy, Universe, yeah.
Yeah. So you're saying... You're interested in hearing more from Ion. Ion is something interesting to listen to interact with. It's
let me clarify and then Kiki. Let me just say something.
Let me finish your sentence. You think that you're interested in Ion's response to your questions?
Yeah, so I can give something in return.
Yeah. So go ahead, Scott.
Well, that's it. Yeah, Mike, sense of what Kiki's saying is he wants to get in there and have some firsthand back and forth and see what comes out of that, as opposed to listening to the ideas on the radio.
Other people's questions, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to make something happen or appear and use it. Like, you know, just get my own channel to find out passwords of dead people, you know.
Yeah.
Kiki,
let me tell you that, Scott. We did do that. You know, this girl died. Did you say the Buddha left home on October 29th?
No, he left when he was 29 years old.
Oh, okay.
But I'm saying she died on the 29th, and I keep on seeing this number 29 repeated in my life as some kind of matriarchal expression of the void. That is kind of fatalistic and terminating and punishing, and I don't like it.
Right. So what happened, Scott, was that I offered to see if through Ion we can get in touch with this person who passed on.
Yeah.
And Ion gave Kiki the password to her site.
But so I don't remember the username. That's the only problem.
And he said user email for username.
And I checked that, and it didn't come up, so I'm trying to figure out maybe she had a different email or if it's a different account.
And whether to talk to her best friend and all that. The point is that Ion made a contribution to Keith's search. I just wanted to point that on the record, Scott.
Well, it wasn't verified.
Not yet.
Yeah, well, see, that's what I'm... that's my eternal grievance with Ion, Bob, is that nothing is ever verified.
That's why me and Scott... You need to get my email, Scott, so we can talk about transcendental physics and... actually, I don't know, probably getting into quantum information retrieval and assembling, I don't know, ionic matter into intelligence and see if we can raise a dead cockroach in our garage, maybe.
Wait, what?
Well, I'm taking baby steps. You're taking giant steps there, raising dead carnal beings. But well, give me your email.
Isn't it in the emails I send you guys? Isn't it included? Like I'll say Sunday at 6 or something, it's the Scott and Max, right?
Yeah, I use Max.
Oh, okay, I got it, yeah.
That's my little parody. If anyone ever catches me, my name is Max.
Mm.
I'm in Rochester.
But the... Yeah, see,
well, but you know, actually, I would like to have a. I would like to. Are you available to speak by phone, Kiki?
Yeah.
For the next while.
Right now?
No.
Yeah, sure.
Next couple of weeks. He has a phone for the next couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, can I have your phone number?
303.
Okay.
863.
Okay.
1-889.
And is there any particular time when it's certain that you're there and you could pick up the phone?
Probably between noon and 5, or after 6. You know, probably 12. I'm definitely home after 8. Definitely.
Okay. What time? What's your time zone? What's your time zone?
1 hour before you.
Okay.
So it would be between 11. If it's 12, it's 11 in California. 11 and 4, which is when Scott sleeps. So it would have to be after that, right, Scott? Unless your day's off.
Yeah. Yeah. So probably.
After five.
One day next week after 5, yeah, because I'm going to be going back into my work cycle for a few days.
Yeah, the thing is, you know, I always end up in the leading edge and way ahead in the laboratory. I've got so many examples of ion working for me and other things, but, you know, how am I going to communicate all that? And a lot of it's confidential. So, but we're waiting to see if this works. The password... I mean...
We got to find the username.
Yeah.
We got the password. We just need the username into what account? Or
you don't have the email?
And the username.
You don't have
Well, she has the email. I checked it, but it didn't go to that one. So we actually have to find two things. The account and the username or the email.
And the other risky thing to do, Ion said, is get her physical diary. Now, it'd be pretty hard for Kiki to call up the parents or the girl.
Yeah, they don't really know me.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. It's a catch-22. But the point is, Ion did contribute, did try to help for free, didn't charge Kiki.
Well, what use does Ion have for money anyway?
I don't know.
I mean, why wouldn't he want to help?
That'd be JW who won.
So,
he
didn't
ask for any money. He didn't.
All right. Are you willing to create, like, a mini Council of Ten type anarchy of where we have, like, a little, like, socialist game network or where people are creating currencies out of thin air and actually making money off of that?
Are you saying me or Scott?
You. Like, we have, like, the Dobbstown currency, which is basically out of thin air. And we just
that's an interesting point. I should ask Ion if he wants some... the ION website to engage in something like that.
Yeah, because I think you can actually create one legally. You just have to have certain kind of backings to it. Like, you know, like let's say you got a little gold on your hand. You got a little gold?
Right.
Do you?
Of course.
Okay, you just back it with gold, and if it's backed with some hard currency, then you can start the whole currency, and it's perfectly legal. Like, plenty of corporations do that. And actually in Russia, like the second most common form of currency after their, you know, currency is actually web money, which is internet currency, which is actually connected to lots of online businesses and so on. That, you know, so we could create our own digital cash that revolves around a community that is around some kind of social game networking or whatever, which can, as long as you have the physical currency to back it, it doesn't really matter how you make the frickin' money, because it's legal as long as, you know, you're not doing certain types of scamming. So it's still legal. I mean,
but if it's tied to so-called legal tender, what's the use? Why you still have
well,
to
just,
go out in the physical?
So you can interact with larger. If you ever wanted to expand it, so it can have other people start to use it as well. Like you want to expand your currency to be used by other people who probably get into it. You know, your
but
own.
They would have to somehow back it with real gold.
Some of them are not. No, not gold. Some of them are just backed with precious metals or something. You know, it varies. Hey, you could back it with palladium. That's what's going to be used with cold fusion, right? Or
yep.
Palladium or platinum.
Yep.
That would be the most valuable digital currency out there.
Well, yeah, Second Life, they create their own currency. I don't think it's backed by anything real, but it is...
A translatable into real money if you go through it. The right way of translating it.
Well,
people.
Yeah, I mean they created a real economy inside of Second Life to where your virtual dollars are, you know, you can actually use them to buy virtual things, and you can earn virtual dollars. But then some people, they don't know how to work in that space. They don't know how to earn or create. They're not creative enough to be able to create virtual items that they can sell for virtual.
It's because the game is still too competitive and structurally oriented and so on. That so I'm trying to go
well,
beyond
so
that.
Some people will just buy in because it's easier for them to. They've got $500 in hard cash, and they'll buy a little island and a lot of and some whatever they need for their avatar to set up shop.
Well, the other digital currencies like use a lot of pay-per-clicking advertising, which are these a bunch of websites and these robots go on and they make, you know, a couple hundred dollars a month just running robots and stuff, and it's perfectly legal. And they're all internet-worked with each other. They're all pay-per-clicking each other with small advertisers like Google AdWords or whatever, and they make money that way, and it's legal. And that's easier than Second Life because it's less dependent upon, you know, one person coming in spending $500. It's just lots of people micromanaging money.
Mm-hmm.
So we can have, like, micro money. That's and some of these companies, they have ATM cards that you can build and actually go to the ATM and take out what's on, a digital bank and translate it to real cold hard cash. There's a couple companies that do that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we... It's all about translation, the seamless. I'm trying to eliminate money. That's what we got to do. We got to get rid of alienation. We got to get people to play as a living, to live and play as a form of livelihood.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a real leisure society. That's, you know, money that's not tying us down.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we should do.
More Ion philosophy.
Yeah, and it can start with games because, you know, the largest markets, as you already said, are in the gaming market and then the advertising market. So gaming, advertising, social networking.
I like the word circumventing and speed running.
Did you define those, Bob?
No.
No, it was a
speed
theory article.
It's long in the article. It's too complicated.
Mm.
You haven't been to C Theory a long time, right, Keith?
Correct.
Yeah, so you can go there and get that one. I posted on Five Bodies. Well, go to Five Bodies, listed them, the stickies. Being
yeah,
Five
I
Bodies.
See it there. Yeah, I know where to find it.
The best article to describe me.
Vanishing, counter-surveillance. Okay, let's vanish with that virtual money and just roll with it.
Yep, hard and soft, non-existent. Okay, well, there we go. Is that it, Scott?
Yeah, I got a couple things to handle with you offline if you want to get in touch just for 10 minutes.
Okay, I have to call someone else, then I'll call you back. Maybe half an hour, you're going to be up for a while.
Yeah, I'll be up.
Okay, thanks a lot, Keith, and we'll talk soon.
Great show. It'll be posted tonight.
And maybe we'll do one more before you... I mean, you go disconnected once you leave Elaine's.
Yeah.
You have no phone for a while.
Right.
Okay, if there's something that comes up you think that you could talk about some more, you know, for a while, talk for a while, maybe we'll do it. But this was a good second session. It illustrated your ideas. We gave you lots of room to talk.
Yeah, I wish I would have prepared. I was being lazy. I don't know, I was lazy. Lazy. I got vasopressin problems.
You got vaso what?
Well, vasopressin, it's like a hormone that makes someone more alert. It also makes men more faithful to their partners. And it's like it helps you retain water so you don't piss so much, so you're less dehydrated. So.
And you're lazy.
Yeah, and people who lack vasopressin receptors tend to be more lazy.
Okay, we got that. Very good.
Or dictatorial, you know. Maybe Austrians have vasopressin problems. Hitler.
Yes.
Probably like to drink lots of mineral water.
Okay, that's it. I'll talk to you guys later.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.